Well, good morning, everyone. Hope you're off to a very positive 4th of July period here. It's in the middle of the week, so we make the best of it. Some activities going on, actually already in the area. Things going on since really about Saturday here in the Nishna Valley to help celebrate Independence Day this year. But specifically, plenty of events going on here in the Nishna Valley today. Now, the Atlantic JCs are sponsoring their annual 4th of July event today. In fact, it's going on already. They started this morning at 7 o'clock, and they'll continue until 11 o'clock this morning, serving breakfast out at the Atlantic Airport as they have their annual flight breakfast sponsored by the JCs, and that includes the Pancake Man flipping the cakes, and he will have breakfast for you this morning. Price is very reasonable for those who drive in. For those who fly in, it's even more reasonable. It's free for those folks who come on into the airport. That's going on again up until 11 o'clock this morning at the Atlantic Airport. Had a chance to talk to some of the folks about a week and a half or so ago about the event and the JCs and all the things that they do. And this is one of those fundraising events that helps to pay for the fireworks and all the associated costs. Now, later on tonight, they will have that fireworks display out at the Atlantic Airport. So they do hope folks will come back for that. That's, again, going to start around dusk this evening. And they will be sending some cans around, too, asking for your free will donation to help out with the expenses involved in putting on that fireworks display. So, again, that's coming up a little bit later on at dusk this evening. Xyra, of course, always has a lot of 4th of July events going on, and that's no different this year. They'll have foot races going on this morning at 9 o'clock at the elementary school. The annual parade will get started at the Legion Park, and that is at 10:30 this morning. They're using the usual parade route through the community. Had a chance to talk to Judy Bintner of the Xyra Community Club late last week to talk a little bit about all the different activities and events. They had some stuff going on Saturday, Sunday, and again last night as well, leading into today's events. The parade again going at 10:30 this morning in Xyra. Also from 1 to 5 this afternoon, the City Park will be alive with lots of entertainment at the gazebo. Buster Harrelson, the Country Kickers, the Clemson Brothers, all will be part of the entertainment there. The Grand River Rodeo will begin at 2 o'clock, and that's at the Kickapoo Park. The kids' tractor pull at the fire hall gets underway at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then at the gazebo at 4, the parade winners will be announced. Also from 7 to 9 p.m., the Gustafson's Entertainment will be held. Now, that was originally scheduled for the Xyra football field, but they have changed that. That will be held at the gazebo instead, and that's due to the heat out there. Now, you will be asked to go to the Xyra football field, though, to enjoy the grand fireworks display. That's at 9:45 this evening, the grand fireworks there in Xyra. Now, all during the day as well, the Tom Thomas Amusements will be available on the Midway all day long. So if the kids are looking to have a little bit of fun, that's the way to keep them busy. All of those events going on in Xyra with the 4th of July activities happening today. Another big crowd expected in Xyra. Now they're expecting big crowds also in other locations as well. Westphalia having a 4th of July celebration today. Their activities get underway at noon today. They'll have an outdoor mass with Bishop Pates, followed by the dedication of the Monument for the Unborn. At noon also, the food, drink, and fun begins with a presentation by Ron Chamberlain. There'll be a Civil War cannon firing at 2, again at 3 o'clock, and also at 4 and 5 o'clock today in Westphalia. They'll have live homegrown music, bluegrass, folk, and old-timey music, and more. That starts at 2 o'clock. There's a baseball game between Portsmouth and Westphalia at 2 o'clock this afternoon. There'll be old-fashioned kid games, including a three-legged race, water balloons, an egg race, sack race, all going on this afternoon. Supper by Staley's. They'll have chicken dinner by Staley's from 4 to 7:30, and then an open mic event from 4 to 6 o'clock. And then the Brick and Killian acoustic guitar duo will entertain from 6 until 9 p.m. up until they have their raffle drawings at 9 o'clock. That's in Westphalia today, so lots of activity there. Also, Avoca celebrating the 4th of July in grand fashion today. Lots of things happening. The Minuteman March, it's a walk and run event. That'll get underway here in just a few moments at the AHST High School baseball field. There's a co-ed volleyball tourney going on all day long. The United Church food stands will open up at 11 o'clock. Avoca Fire and Rescue will have a Jaws of Life demonstration. There's a free watermelon feed at noon. Also at noon, the Avoca Aquatic Center will open. At 12:30, the pedal tractor pulls will be held. And also there's a public reading of the Declaration of Independence on the Avoca Courthouse steps, followed by the reading of the names of the U.S. service members on duty. That starts at 1 o'clock. And then in Avoca, the celebration will continue with the parade. That's at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The theme this year is Avoca, Our Town, Show Us What You've Got. And they'll line up starting at noon at the AHST Sports Complex. And again, that's at 2 o'clock, the parade getting underway in Avoca. After the parade, there'll be a brief dedication program for the restored Civil War cannon at the Veterans Plaza by City Hall. There'll be food and drink at 4 o'clock, and from 4 to 7, there'll be family fun passes available at the pool for swimming and fun and games at Edgington Memorial Park. An ice cream social will be held at the shelter by the Newtown School at Edgington Memorial Park at 5 o'clock, and then the 2012 duck dive gets underway at 6 o'clock, followed by fireworks at Edgington Memorial Park at dusk this evening. So a lot of activities going on in Avoca, and they're hoping for a really good crowd there today as well. Also, Marnie will have their Community Club July 4th celebration. That'll start at 6 o'clock tonight with the flag raising. The meal then will follow with fireworks at dusk. Now, the meal includes a whole hog that'll be spit roasted by Steve Nelson. Lanny Kite brings his signature beans. The buns, iced tea, and lemonade all are provided. They ask you to bring a potluck side dish, salad, or dessert to share, as well as table service for your family. And then everyone who attends also has to give a free will donation to help pay for the fireworks there as well. And the Marnie Fire Department will be in charge of kids' games, providing lots of fun for the entire family. So it's in a family event. They hope to have a big crowd there in Marnie as well for those events. Now, it's hot outside. It's been hot outside for the last several days. It'll continue to be warm for the next several after this, too. So maybe you're starting to get used to it. Maybe you've just been kind of avoiding it. But the reality is there's just too much fun going on today with the 4th of July in a number of area communities for you just to hide away in your cave. You just can't lock yourself in the house in the air conditioning. Folks want to get out and enjoy some of those activities and events. Well, you can do it safely, and make sure you do. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention always reminds us that we should drink a lot of fluids, non-alcoholic, regardless of your activity level. You don't want to wait until you're thirsty to drink. And also, if your doctor generally limits the amount of fluid that you drink or has you on water pills, you should ask him how much you should drink when the weather is really hot. You don't want to drink liquids that contain alcohol or large amounts of sugar. These actually cause you to lose more body fluid. And you want to avoid very cold drinks because they can cause some stomach cramps in extreme heat as well. Now, if you do have to stay indoors in an air-conditioned place, that's just the way it goes. We hate to see that on a fun day with all kinds of things going on, but if your home doesn't have air conditioning, you may want to go to a public place that might have air conditioning. A few hours spent there can help your body stay cooler when you do go back into the heat, and there are a lot of different places that usually one can go to make sure they stay out of the heat. Now, electric fans may provide comfort, but when the temperature is in the high 90s, fans won't prevent heat-related illness. So taking a cool shower or bath or moving to an air-conditioned place is a much better way to cool off. If you're outside, wear lightweight, light-colored, and loose-fitting clothing. And for heaven's sakes, never, ever, ever leave anyone in a closed-parked vehicle. And although at any one time someone can suffer from heat-related illness, some people are at greater risk than others. So you want to make sure you regularly are checking on the infants and young children, people who are 65 or older, people who have a mental illness, and those who are physically ill, especially with heart disease or high blood pressure. And visit adults who are at risk at least twice a day and closely watch them for signs of heat exhaustion or heat stroke. Infants and young children, of course, they need much more frequent watching. Now, if you do need to be out in the heat, you can somewhat limit your outdoor activity to the morning and the evening hours. You can cut down on the exercise. If you have to exercise, drink 2 to 4 glasses of cool, non-alcoholic fluids each hour. A sports beverage can replace the salt and minerals that you lose in sweat. But it's a warning there, too. If you're on a low-salt diet, talk to your doctor before you drink the sports beverages. And remember the warning in the first tip there as well. And try to rest often in those shady areas. If you can find shade, I know it'll be at a premium on a day like today. And make sure you protect yourself from the sun. You want to wear a wide-brimmed hat, not just a ball cap. It helps keep you cooler as well. And sunglasses, and put on sunscreen of SPF 15 or higher. The most effective products say broad spectrum or UVA, UVB protection on their labels. They say SPF 15 at least, but a lot of folks kind of automatically head toward the SPF 30 or above. Now that's for the adults. If you do have your pets out, make sure you're watching them too, because they don't have as easy a time sometimes as we do out in the heat and sunshine. They're domesticated. They're not meant to be outside. Had a chance to visit with Dr. Keith Leonard, local veterinarian, a week ago about your pets in the hot weather. Make sure that you get your pets plenty of shade. They do dehydrate very quickly, so give them plenty of fresh, clean water when it's hot out, and make sure they have a shady place to get out of the sun, and don't over-exercise them. You want to keep them indoors when it's extremely hot, and watch for the warning signs, too. Excessive panting, difficulty breathing, increased heart and respiratory rate. They might start to drool, have some mild weakness, stupor, or even collapse. And they can also include seizures, bloody diarrhea, and vomit, along with an elevated body temperature of over 104 degrees. Animals that have flat faces, like pugs and Persian cats, are more susceptible to heat stroke since they can't pant as effectively. And these pets, along with the elderly, the overweight, and those with heart or lung diseases, often need to be kept in cool, air-conditioned rooms as much as possible. So make sure you watch those animals. If you're going to take them out with you, make sure you take them with you, but be careful with them, too. And never leave your animals alone in a parked vehicle. On a hot day, a parked car is an absolute furnace in no time, even with the windows open. And it could lead to fatal heat stroke, even in your pets, your dogs and cats. Don't leave them unsupervised around a pool. Not all dogs and cats are good swimmers, so make sure you watch that as well. So give them an opportunity to have some fun if you choose, but also make sure you do it safely because you'd like for them to come home in just as good a shape as they left. 4th of July can be a lot of fun. It's going to be hot this year, so make sure you go out and enjoy all the things that you want to enjoy, but again, do it safely so you have a wonderful, good family time with this year's 4th of July. Hope you have a great day and enjoy it very much, and may God bless you and God bless America on this 4th of July celebration.